Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi there, mga ka-friendship. Are you feeling lost and unsure where to start with your financial journey? Hindi mo alam kung paano ka mag-umpisa at ano ang gagawin mo? Well, you are in the right place and in the right episode. Today, we are going to talk about the first step towards financial success.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your pambansang wealth coach. Maraming salamat for tuning in this podcast episode. Kung ikaw ay lost sa iyong financial journey, huwag ka na mag-alala. Let me guide you today and help you to get started. Ito po, ang tanong is, yun nga, ano ba yung first step sa iyong financial journey in order for you to create financial success? Simple lang. Ang first step mo, you should learn how to make money. Bakit po? Eh, syempre, simple lang naman. Anong iipunin mo pag wala kang pera? Anong invest mo pag wala kang pera? Ano yung pambibili mo pag wala kang pera? Kaya ang first step towards financial success is what we call as what? Yun nga, yung learning how to make money. And question, Chinky, how can I make more money? That's a good question. I would like to share with you the questions that you need to ask yourself in order for you to make your money. The first question that you need to ask is the question called what? What do you want to have in life? Ano bang gusto mo? Bakit? It's so hard to look for something if you do not know what you're looking for. Do you agree? Mahirap hanapin ang isang bagay pag di mo alam kung anong hinahanap mo. Kaya ang importante yung first step talaga is defining your financial goals. Diba? Yung like for example, anong financial goals mo dito? Ang goal ko, okay, like for example, makaipon, makabudget, or let's say makawala sa utang. And then in order for you to know your financial goals, and if we talk about goals, I hope that you will always remember the word called SMART. Diba? Specific, measurable, achievable, readable, or relevant, and time-bounded. So kailangan ang goal mo specific. So I want you to get a piece of paper right now as I'm doing this podcast episode. Gusto kong isulat mo itong 4 financial goals and then I want you to put a specific amount. So ang first goal mo is survival stage. Tanungin mo sarili mo, magkano ang kailangan mo buwan-buwan para ikaw ay mabuhay? Again, walang luho, talagang para I will survive lang. Oo, I will survive. Hey. Survival mode ka lang. O let's say sabihin mo survival mode mo, 20,000 sulat mo. And then next stage na sulat mo, how much do I need in order for me to become stable? Stage of stability naman yan. O, siguro, sige, sabihin na natin 30,000. And then how much, the next stage is how much do I need in order for me to create financial success? Successful na. Oh, probably, when it's double, 60,000. Ayan, nakakaipon ka na dito, 60. And then the next stage, how will I be able to achieve yung stage of significance? Significance means to say na nakakatulong ka na sa ibang tao, hindi mo lang natutulungan ang sarili mo. Let's say double din natin, 120. So again, survival, 20. Stability, 30. Success, 60. Significance, 120,000. So, first things first, kailangan iset mo muna ang financial goals mo. Clear ba? O, libre na tong coaching session na ito, ha? Kaya, I hope that you will really maximize itong session natin. So, the next question is what? Evaluate your skills. What are the things that you know? What are your, parang strength na pwede mong gawin in order for you to earn the money that you are targeting na 30,000, 20,000, 30,000, 60,000, 100,000. Okay, meron ka bang skills and expertise na pwede mong i-offer, ibenta in order for you to achieve that? You have to ask yourself that question. Pag sinabi mo, ay nako, wala pa akong skill eh, para mag-upgrade, para kitain ko yan, yun na. Nasagot ko na yung katanungan mo. No wonder why, the reason why you're not earning the income that you want to target, because your skill level is not matched towards the target income that you want. Diba? Ito lang naman no offensement, no? Again, I have nothing against employment, pero kung ang trabaho mo lang is like, for example, maging packer ka sa warehouse namin, let's say 700 pesos a day, which I pay my packers, 700 a day. 700 times more than 6 days, 4,000. 200 times 4, more or less 16,000. Diba? So, ang kikitain mo lang 16,000 pesos. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin sa akin, oh, gusto kong boss kumita ng 30,000 pesos, bayaran mo ko ng 30,000. I will not pay a packer at 30,000 pesos a month for packing. But I will pay someone in my warehouse who does not only know packing but also knows how to do live selling. Nagpapack na siya, nagla-live sell pa siya, bumibenta pa siya. Kung nadagdagan ang skill level niya. Eh, yun ang tanong. Meron ka bang ganung skill level? Kaya nga nakapako eh. Kaya that's the reason why you should learn how to evaluate right now. Based on your existing skill, okay? Existing skill, can it match the income that you want, that you are targeting? If your answer is no, ibig sabihin, you need to learn how to upgrade. Nagigets nyo? Kailangan nyo na mag-upgrade talaga. And later, we will create another episode to teach you how to upgrade your skills. Yan is part 2 ng episode natin. So, after that, okay, nalaman mo na. Okay, ang tanong ko na po sa inyo is this. Identify how much, okay? Identify where your income is going to come from, no? Meron ka bang tinatawag na multiple sources of income na in order to match yung target mo from 20,000, gusto mo maging 30,000, hindi lang pwede iisa lang ang source ng income mo. Pag iisa lang talaga ang source ng income mo, my friendship, alam mo mangyari niyan? Wala. Hanggang 20 ka lang. Kailangan madagdagan ang sources ng income mo. Diba? And then, that's the reason why you have to explore other opportunities through side hustles, freelancings, investing, diba? Having passive income sources. Again, babalik na naman ako dito. Kung gusto mo magkaroon ng multiple income sources, ang tanong ko, meron ka bang skills to back it up? Doon na naman babalik eh, no? Doon talaga babalik. And then after that, no, importante naman that you should calculate na yun nga, kung based on nag-aaral ka na, nag-a-upgrade ka na, ang tanong, tinatamaan mo na ba? Diba? You got to learn how to monitor your progress. Monitor your progress. Nag-i-increase na ba yung income mo based on the skill na nadadagdagan mo? Like for example, which I mentioned before, nag-e-empleyado ka lang dati. So you get paid a 15 at 30, let's say at 15,000 a month. All of a sudden, you learn selling skills. Selling. Nagbenta ka ng insurance, real estate, at bumibenta ka na. And because you are selling real estate insurance, nadagdagdagan na yung income mo by 10,000 to 20,000 pesos per month. Wow. Diba? So, anong nangyari po? From a stage of survival right now, you are moving towards a stage of stability. From a 15,000 pesos income, right now, you're earning 30,000 pesos income. Paano nangyari yun? Kasi dinagdagan mo ang iyong skill.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Kaya nga mga friendship na nakikinig po ngayon sa podcast episode na ito, simple lang. Gusto mo madagdagan ang iyong income? Dagdagan mo ang iyong skill. Skill up. And maybe some of you are asking, Chinky, paano ako magdadagdagan ng mga skills ko? O gusto mo ba magtayo ng negosyo? Gusto mo ba matutong mag-invest? Gusto mo bang ika nga matutong mag-manage ng pera? Diba? Mag-protect ng pera? At kung wala kang pupuntahan, simple lang po. Number one, ang daming resources na po sa internet, sa YouTube, Facebook, dito sa podcast episode na ito. But if you want to have a curated na po, step-by-step guide, no nonsense at the same time para matuto ka talaga, let me encourage you to visit the Netflix of Financial Education. Meron bang ganun? Yes. You just visit chinktv.com, chinktv.com. There are over 30 curated courses and from different experts that I invited, and I personally am there to be able to teach you, equip you to upgrade your skills. Tatandaan mo, pag na-upgrade mo yung skills mo, ma-upgrade mo ang iyong income. So if you are the person that I'm talking to right now, I encourage you to take proactive steps. Diba? Upgrade your skills. Upskill ka. It's never too late to start. Every small step forward counts towards in terms of increasing your income. Sana naman na-encourage po kayo sa episode na ito. Para sa mga taong nagtatanong, alam mo, kailangan mo na gawin, umpisahan mo na. As I always say in my program, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye!
Hi guys! Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always... think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.